Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. It's the season for striped bass. You can fish for them from the shore, you can fish for them from a boat, or you can fish for stripers from a kayak. Kevin Blinkoff of On the Water has been doing just that almost every day these days. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
So start us off by telling us, what is it that you love most about fishing for stripers from a kayak?
Well, I love kayak fishing and I love stripers, so I love putting those two together to the point where I've turned down a couple boat invites lately because I just would rather be out in my kayak. It's easy for me to go and launch. I can go so many different places with a kayak, kind of pick where I want to explore, and it's just a quiet, peaceful way to fish.
This is a special kayak, right? Designed and outfitted for fishing?
Correct. So when I started kayak fishing maybe a little over 20 years ago, you were using other kinds of kayaks and just fishing from them. These days, there are many kayaks made specifically for fishing. They tend to be sit-on-top kayaks, so you're not down inside a kayak. It's much safer out on the water, and it's also much more stable. And these fishing kayaks, they have rod holders, they've got accessory tracks, and they give you the option of being able to pedal. So the kayak that I use is a pedal-powered kayak. And the best part about that is it keeps my hands free so I can hold a fishing rod and fish for striped bass.
Now, are you fly fishing?
I have been doing more fly fishing from the kayak. It's a great platform for that because, again, it lets you get into shallow areas and you can be very quiet and stealthy, which is helpful because I can't cast a fly rod all that far, so I need to get pretty close to the fish. And with the kayaks being so stable, I can stand up, which is really a fun way to fly fish. You want to be able to stand up so you can work the fly rod over your head and get that fly out. And again, being in the kayak.
You're standing on the kayak fly fishing.
Absolutely. So kayaks today, very stable enough that you can absolutely stand up and fly fish from them.
Wow.
You can even hook the fish and fight them standing the whole time.
But there must be a little bit of a balancing act as you bring it in and you have to regain your seat somehow, yes?
Again, these kayaks, very stable, and the seats on them are almost, I mean, if you think they're kind of like a beach chair that you'd bring down, they're easy to really kind of flop back down into the seat when you need to land the fish, easy to stand up quickly and see what's going on around you. Most people, when they hear kayak, if you're picturing like the little sit-inside kayaks that you'd go down a river in, these are very different, much bigger platforms. Almost a little bit more like a stand on top, like a paddle board, that kind of stability and that ability to stand up.
I love it. Let's round up the fishing action. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for heading out this weekend?
It seems like we're in a little bit of a lull, and that's kind of typical this time of year because striped bass are migrating. A lot of them are moving through our waters and then heading further north. It seemed like prior to Memorial Day weekend, we had a lot of really great striped bass fishing. This past week, I've been hearing a few more complaints, not as many fish around. And so maybe we're kind of in between a few bunches of fish as more fish move up from the south. But again, that can all change. And there are still some very good bites, particularly down Woods Hole and down along the islands have had some great striped bass fishing. And out towards Chatham, I know in the Rips and to Nantucket have had some excellent striped bass fishing. Cape Cod Bay as well, out toward Provincetown. Black sea bass fishing has also been very good and getting better in Buzzards Bay. That's been very popular, and you will notice a lot of kayak fishermen who like to chase after black sea bass as well.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.